So like just before or just after?
It's just to the right.
All right.
Good. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lord Selkirk West Kildonan Community Committee meeting. My name is Debbie Sharma, and I'll be the chairperson this evening. I'm the councillor for the Old Kildonan Ward. Also joining me here is Councillor Mike Pactican from the Point Douglas Ward, Councillor Ross Eady from the Minarski Ward, members of the administration, Greg Jasper, Noah Yock, and Kim Raban from the Planning Department, and Inga Skenberg, clerk. So we are here for the rezoning of Court Avenue.
Just going to introduce the process. All persons who wish to speak will receive notice of the hearing body's recommendation as fill out a public representation slip and submit it to me as soon as possible. Copies of that form are found at the registration table at the top of the stairs. In accordance with the City Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those registered in opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return to speak and rebut the comments made. However, no new information is permitted. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you are not obligated to do so. This is the public hearing brochure. Copies of this brochure also were available at your registration table at the top of the stairs. It provides an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after a public hearing. All public hearings are recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions with respect to the public hearing after it's concluded, please contact the number in the brochure. And as Councillor Sharma had indicated, we have one public hearing before us tonight, and that is rezoning for property located at Court Avenue, Lot 1, Plan 52503. And the file number is DAZ 203 of 2013.
Okay, at this time I'd like to call the applicant up, Eric Dixon. And Mike Scaliff, would you like to come up at the same time?
Yes.
They have a chance to come up after. Is there anyone in opposition? Do you have to state your name and address? Yeah, if you could state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Mike Scatliff, 11th floor, 201 Portage Avenue.
Eric Dixon, of the same address.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Have you read the reports here before us?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And did you want to go through items that you may be in disagreement with?
Yes. May I begin just with a bit of background
sure.
on the process? For the councillors especially, who may be aware that the Court Avenue development that's proposed is 196 units, four-story building. It would be a development which I think is exciting for Winnipeg in that it's the first one here for an Alberta firm that has long-term aspirations if we get this one going well. It's also a significant benefit, this being the transformer station that Hydro has in Court Avenue moving west, significant benefit to the lands west of here that will be subject to a future precinct plan and eventually opening up of the city lands for tax purposes well beyond for meeting our Winnipeg requirements. So this project is critical as a buffer piece and a transition into the Court West lands west, and it's also important, in our opinion, to bring this company developer here and keep them moving in our hinterland, our financial hinterland. We started in January of 2013, and what seemed to be an obvious development for approval, it was perfect for the area, but we found out in the spring of 2013 that the city couldn't approve the rezoning because it needed to have this road open for servicing. They couldn't really service it because Hydro had lands, and a private owner who's here, I believe, tonight has lands that reduce the size of the right-of-way without acquiring those lands, the city couldn't open the road right-of-way. It bogged down the process in about the summer. We didn't realize this, but the zoning application had been pulled, and we're trying to work out a strategy with the city to get this on track. The owner had four different extensions with the developer to try and get past this hurdle of these lands upstream from their development, not even opposite their development, that weren't sufficient for the city to open up the road right-of-way. So with the city's help, and I think Brain Smith and Barry Thorgerson were very helpful in this, we developed a strategy to have the developer go through at their expense and time and engineers and lawyers and consultants, acquire, get the agreement to acquire the lands from Hydro and the private landowner up to this point in the development, which was perfect because it would allow us to provide services and anything beyond it was complicated and difficult to multiple landowners. So we agreed with the city that we would open the road up to here. And as a matter of fact, at last month's community committee hearing, the community committee agreed that that road opening could be to there. Now we're on track. Where we have difficulty now is it seems like this can move forward. But we were surprised on Friday to find conditions that stopped us in our tracks. We still want to rezone the property, but here's the problem. The condition is that the developer pave up to this property line, and the city right-of-way is not wide enough. Those are strict rules that force the developer to jump through hurdles, financial and time hurdles, to open this roadway. So we're not sure why they can even open that right now, but the developer can't take the time, nor did they agree to pave beyond this point. As a matter of fact, what they did do is they agreed to pave and provide services for 75 meters, three-quarters of the length of a football field, east of here, so that not only could this development go ahead, but all anything could open up there. So
Mike, is this going to be the biggest discussion point this evening, it seems to me?
Yeah, this is two big discussion points. One is the is a requirement in the planning report to extend it to here, and the second one's a dedication one. The problem with the delay is we, with the city, developed a strategy that we would bypass property development committee if the conditions were there and there are no problems with them. As soon as we have problems with the conditions, our times are gone.
Right.
So the time's gone now, and that development plan, it's bypassed. Okay. Now we sit there and say, okay, maybe the owner can sell to somebody else, and maybe they can convince the buyer to continue on. So in that case, what would be the conditions that would allow this to continue on that rezoning process? Mm-hmm. It's got to be financially viable. Mm-hmm. You can't have the burden of 75 meters and all the costs to get that applied to this, and then have, so they've created increased value, and then have a 10% land dedication based on the increased value that they just paid all the money in increase. So our second one is the land dedication. We believe that the 10% that would normally be land or cash in lieu of the purchase of land, contribution to the city, and the cost of 75 meters of services east, we think that's a pretty fair trade. And so that's what we're asking for, those two conditions to change, and to let you know that because it's now we have to go to property development. That timeline that we thought we all worked so closely with the city to come to is gone. And you may want to look yourself at how that kind of thing can happen, but in the meantime, you want to go positive now and find a constructive way to at least get this back to the potential of having all those things you wanted. It may not have the larger development opportunity that we were looking at bringing other developers in, but at least we can still stay on track and trying to find a way to get that going.
In terms of the length that's going to be paved, I believe the administration has some comments in reference to the things you just mentioned. Kim?
Yes, Councillor, just for clarification, and certainly acknowledge the hurdles that the applicant has gone through, and we've worked cooperatively with them to get the right-of-way expanded to widen to what is needed to construct the infrastructure in there. I want to make a clear distinction between widening the infrastructure, however, and what is required to be constructed. There was never any conversation about limits of pavement or municipal infrastructure to be instructed. The conversations throughout the spring and summer were all about acquiring the land to widen the right-of-way. And they successfully achieved what they had to do. I was asked yesterday by the applicants about the condition to extend the pavement to the west end of the west limit of the property. And I have subsequently confirmed with our Public Works Department and forwarded that information on to the applicant that, yes, indeed, although the full right-of-way width is not available at the moment, there is still sufficient right-of-way available to construct the pavement, and there will still be a 3-meter-wide boulevard on the south side of property. And it's simply a matter of when the developer, or when the landowner on the south side of Court Avenue, opposite this development, when they come forward to develop their land, then at that time we'll acquire the additional land for the opening. Mm-hmm. And I may also add that through the city's development agreement parameters, the requirement to construct the pavement services across the entire frontage of the property is a full and complete normal requirement. It sets up for future development to the west, and the parameters, and it will be reflected in a servicing agreement with the developer that if and when the developer on the south side proceeds with an application to subdivide or rezone, we will recover from him a share of the costs for that roadway.
That was another condition we wanted to make sure was in there.
Yeah. Is there a reason? Is there a reason that would be too onerous on you to do?
Well, the reason is that if the developer pays for their entire frontage plus 75 meters, that's a showstopper. And I know maybe somebody could, we could argue why we wouldn't have known that, but we tried to bring services in here in that reduced size of right-of-way ourselves, and that's why we lost so much time and money to actually conform to that. And I had emails from the city saying, we must reaffirm that easement is not acceptable. It has to be open as a public right-of-way, and they have to stay to those dimensions. And then when we talk about eventually under a local improvement district, when there's a precinct plan and then that follows recovery, we were told that this cannot be a local improvement district, and there are two possible scenarios, but neither can happen until sufficient right-of-way is available. So I apologize for being under the impression that it was never doable to pave that. It was never factored in the pro forma, and it's a significant cost. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that, and then have land dedication costs on front. It's getting into the $500,000 range. When you factor in all the prices, it won't proceed with that onerous addition. This was opened up for the benefit of everybody. Mm-hmm. And our perspective was it would never be borne all on one developer to open the gate for all the rest. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a goodwill factor here that this was going to be done. I mean, it's not even the cost of getting it done. The cost of the time of the lawyers, the negotiations with Hydro. In fact, the city of Winnipeg went to Hydro and tried to do this several years ago and abandoned the process. Mm-hmm. That's how painful this process was. So now to tack it on as if it's trivial to the whole thing is improper, in my opinion. So that's why we're asked for those conditions and concessions.
So if you weren't paving it, we could also possibly ask for payment to be made or securities be posted. How do you feel about that for your portion? Well,
I think the developer would have to decide. I mean, in the end of the day, Jay, I don't know if you want to, the idea is to have a securities posted for that eventually, but let me just understand that, so it's not built, the securities posted for the future, but there may be a local improvement tax that where all the people that benefit would be contributing to that anyways, is that correct?
Possibly.
Yeah, and I think that, under that.
But we're not sure about the local improvement at this time, because as you mentioned, the precinct plan isn't quite ready.
Yeah, and you know, I think that the idea of paving, going through the expense of paving this now, with a letter of credit, I think that's something I'd have to go back to the developer. Is that sufficient to put the letter of credit so when the day comes, mm-hmm. that it comes forward?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what the request is, right? Would that suffice?
Yes.
I would say that if
trying to figure out what the options are. Just
one thing developed, then would this be recovered? I mean, this was a significant expense, 75 meters. The time, the consulting fees, the legal fees, the negotiation fees with Hydro's private landowners, then that's probably in the same parcel, right? That's also going to be recovered by the developer.
Kim?
So, pardon me?
This cost to be recovered? Because the city didn't undertake the cost, but they were looking into it. So the cost of opening up the street, 75 meters of street, it's not in front of the developer's property. Is that also recoverable then? By the developer?
If there's a development application abutting it,
well, Hydro's
people benefit.
That's the reason a lot of people in the city don't want to go after this. Is Hydro is a big landowner, and it's only the other side of the street, so there's half an opportunity, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, this is really for these people. You can't take it in the footprint of one developer and say, we went through a huge hurdle here, And these guys get, I mean, the whole entire, in my opinion, all of that should be recoverable then. Because to the benefit of everything east, all the way to Pipeline Road.
Well, we have to recover, from somebody.
You know. Yeah.
And we'll certainly endeavor to do that if there's an application.
Well, this whole, all the lands west of Court are going to be developed, right? And all of them rely on that access point.
Councillor Eady, did you have a question?
Well, I was just trying to confirm where this 75 meters is. I just want to see.
Is it in front of the hydro transmission line behind Walmart?
Yes.
This You're saying it's going east?
It's between Walmart across the hydro this transmission property here.
Yeah.
And they have a plan here that shows.
But the so this goes, the 75 meters is east of the property.
It's east of the property.
It's east.
It's opposite hydro. It's fronting right. Hydro property, transformer station.
It's fronting the hydro property.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what they have to
So that's what made it so onerous, is there's no real recovery.
And how many meters is your frontage?
It's 280 feet. It's
78 meters. 78. Of which we're 108 in total. Our total frontage is 78 meters. The total that's being done is 108 meters.
Yeah,
but attacking on more.
No, I just,
yeah,
I just wanted to know where it was.
So that's where the sensitivity came from.
Michael,
and that's a local road, right?
Michael, what's the western limit that the city's requiring you to pave up to? The western limit.
The western limit? Well, there's a property owner, and this is where I think this was the best advice we had from the cities, because it was going to stop because they had to get all the owners, all these fragmented pieces of land. Everybody had to agree to sell their land. And we couldn't get this one going, which was going to kill the development. So Braden and Barry Thorgerson said, well, why don't we just... If you come to the end of this property here, they're very cooperative, they're agreeing, and you've got your access in according to your original plan, and this can be done as part of a future precinct plan, local development. But by the way, that's another point, is that there is a requirement for a precinct plan, and it begins here and goes on. So I've even seen older precinct plans or plans for this area that actually showed Court taking a slightly different direction, starting to veer northward. So I even think it's premature to why pave past here. If we've got the agreement on both, we come to here, it leaves all the options open in that precinct plan. I think it's a real possibility that this alignment, the transportation plan might alter that.
Yeah, and Mike, the concept plan that you're mentioning, that was from 1991, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's very old.
I know, but transportation planning, it's not like our roads have changed much since 1991. So my point is, it could be south, it could be north. There's even a plan, you're going to have demand from an active transportation trail. Mm-hmm. They want to parallel McPhillips. They want to come right through here. It's got a factor into this, too. So it just seems, there seemed no reason to add that onerous piece on. It wasn't needed. It wasn't requested. They wouldn't play ball. They wouldn't even do the right of way. And all of a sudden, this developer that's done this, is now asked, I think we can get it, so let's get it. It was pointless and it could be disruptive. That's why we're asking you to reconsider that.
And why are we paving it now?
Excuse me?
Why are we paving it now? This 75 meters that doesn't seem like it's other
Councilor,
than...
it's to make a contiguous connection to their development, which is further west of the 75 meters.
So,
it's because Walmart is just like it's paved.
The
Western Limit.
It's paved up to Walmart, then there's a gap.
So they want to connect.
Yes. And there's this development. Correct.
Okay.
Now,
it's in between.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if we can talk about the land dedication question, you're asking for some forgiveness there. You're saying, Kim, that it's against the charter?
Yes, Councillor, the City of Winnipeg Charter says that the developer. With an application to subdivide or rezone land, the city is obliged to collect dedication. The only consideration in lieu of that is for not-for-profit seniors housing. So, you know, the charter requires us to
But
collect.
Cash and land are both
yes.
be part of that formula. So the land, I've got a document that shows the land they purchased, which had become the city right away.
You sent it down the way.
Oh, sent it down the way, and it costs already. So there is land already being contributed that they bought for the purpose of the opening of right away.
That's different land.
Yeah.
The land dedication is for
Does the charter say it can't be related to
Yes,
the
it does. Yes, it does.
Okay, but then what about the cost, cash in lieu? If there's still a cost of the 75 meters of roadway that's not adjacent to their land, it's cash in lieu, and that could pay for that, right?
That goes into the land dedication account for parks right. purposes.
So an adjustment could be made there?
Well, the committee and through council would have to make a recommendation to use that money for purposes other than parks.
Right. Then the land dedication is yeah. So I have a serious problem.
Yeah.
Being had nowhere you can develop.
Yeah, well, and one of the things I don't know, you have approved others before, and they're on service lands, fronting service lands, and they're based on the change in market value, the current market value. But they're going from commercial to multifamily. They're not going from rural residential with all the infrastructure improvements to take it up to multifamily. So that's a significant change. Is there any reason why it can't be applied to the current land value?
Sir, did you say that?
The condition that's placed currently worded says that the 10% dedication be made by a payment of a sum of money to the city in lieu of the requirement for land dedication based on the increase in market value of the land. So we're going from unserviced rural estate land to serviced residential multifamily.
It's just the increased value of the land. So they don't consider it as serviced.
Right. So it's increased value.
It's not
on service.
Yeah. It's not, that's not as much as you.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that we just need to make sure it's clarified then, that it's not the service value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Any further comments, Mike? Questions, councillors? And you'll have a chance to come back up, I understand.
Thanks.
Some folks in opposition here. We have Mr. J. Love. He's the property owner. You're in support, obviously.
Yeah, I'm in support. I'm just waiting to see. Can I speak later?
Sure, sure. We have.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
We have Violet Polipovich. You're in support. Yeah. Would you like to speak, or you just want to say you're in support? Great. Tim Friesen. You're in support, sir. Okay. Thank you. Catherine. Okay, that is in opposition, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah, no problem. It's not written. Mike O'Shaughnessy, you're in support, are you?
Yes, I'm in support.
Would you like to speak?
No.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else here in support of the project? Jay, I guess it's your turn then.
Yeah, no,
you're thinking.
I'll defer for now.
Okay.
Well, you can.
It's only the applicant that can come back and rebuttal.
No. Okay. Okay. Is there anyone else here in support? Maybe, shall we give you a minute? Anyone else here in support? For information?
Okay. In opposition, second.
Sorry. In opposition, Catherine, would you like to come speak?
I'm happy to come up to the table if you wish to speak. The public hearing is recorded.
If you could state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Catherine Short, and my address is 1193 Court Avenue. We would be the people who would be over to, I guess, the west of the proposed development.
Do you live on Court Avenue?
Yes,
yeah,
we do. Okay. We, at the moment, are in opposition. We noticed the sign, and we want to find out more as to what is going to be developed there. We are very curious as to what will be there and to the design of it. Mostly, though, being somebody who lives on that road, we were really looking at finding out how the traffic situation would be addressed. because it is right now at the moment a dirt road. We do have both openings from the Walmart section and the Pipeline Drive section. We get a lot of thoroughfare, and it could, you know, we have our road graded now, I would say, every couple of months, and it's just very, for the maintenance of the road and the vehicles that we do have coming through right now, having another multi-family building erected there, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how that would happen. I guess at this point we are in opposition, but we want to find out more information as to what the development entails.
So. Okay. Are you finding out some of that information you're looking for through the presentation?
Well, you know, quite honestly, a little bit. What we really want to find out is what sort of multi-family or multi-person building it is, if it's going to be apartments to rent, if it's going to be condos, that type of idea. We also wanted to find out more about the road situation. We did come in a little bit later. Sorry, it was rush hour. But we wanted to find out more so in regards to paving of the road, mm-hmm. how that would kind of support more traffic mm-hmm. on the road. You know, at this point, we did hear a little bit, but mm-hmm. not enough to kind of answer any questions we may have about the future of that property there and how it may impact mm-hmm. us.
Okay. How long have you lived at this address?
Personally, I've lived there since May. My mother-in-law owns the house there, and she's been there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So,
does she have some of the similar concerns? Are you?
She has similar concerns. Yes, we're here on her behalf, actually.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you.
And
very
she's
much.
Very concerned about what it will do affecting her property value, also. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Any questions, councillors?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Davis Nickel, you're in opposition, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So is there anyone here for information? So I guess we can move on. I'd like to actually just take a quick recess, if you don't mind. Is that okay, councillors? Yes. 5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
Presentation.